The 2018 Indiana General Assembly legislative session will be drawing to a conclusion on March 14th. This year's session saw the passage of several bills ranging from the legalization of Sunday alcohol sales to legislation prohibiting eyeball tattooing. In an address to the Bloomington branch of the League of Women Voters, Bloomington Senator Mark Stoops and House Representative Matt Pierce discussed the legislation that passed through the General Assembly this session. According to Pierce, the last opportunity for the Senate to vote on legislation was today.
So on Monday in the House is the last day for us to vote on Senate bills for final passage. And then any Senate bill that hasn't passed the House by that point is theoretically dead. And then the same thing for House bills over in the Senate. For some reason, they're like one day behind us. So I think the final day for them to vote on House bills will be Tuesday.
Pierce said that the majority of the next week will be spent in conference committees finalizing the text and debating amendments on bills that have already been passed by the General Assembly. From there, the finalized versions of the bills will be sent on to Governor Holcomb to be signed into law. Governor Holcomb has until the legislative deadline of March 14th to sign any pending legislation. Despite the passage of several dozen bills, this most recent session has been relatively quiet compared to past sessions, according to Pierce.
The thing that's odd about this session is it's kind of the quietest, I mean, it's probably a little too much to call it a do-nothing session, because there are bills that I don't think the general public cares about, but they're important to the particular people it might affect or involved in that issue. And so, you know, for example, it turns out that some school systems somewhere were telling kids that they considered sunscreen to be like a prescription drug, so you couldn't bring sunscreen to school, or you had to go to the nurse to get it put on, or it was crazy. So we had to pass a bill saying that sunscreens are not drugs, so that kids could basically... And the dermatologist wanted that, so that's reasonable, so we voted that through. The eye doctors were concerned about a new craze that I never heard of. Apparently, people are tattooing the whites of their eyes, which sounds like the craziest thing I've ever heard of. So we've, a bill's moving through that will make that illegal in the state of Indiana, because obviously that's pretty dangerous for one's vision. If either house is actually on the floor voting or getting ready to come back from a caucus or something, usually there's like an army of lobbyists and different people, and it can be really crowded and kind of chaotic and as you walk through there. And there have been several times where we've come back from our caucus to go back to the floor to vote, and I mean, there are like four people sleeping, you know, in a corner someplace in the state house. The quietest thing I've ever seen.
Pierce went on to criticize the General Assembly for not passing more legislation on issues such as Indiana's recent problems within its Department of Child Services.
There's also things not getting done. So you might have seen there's a new report or an update from these consulting firms looking at DCS. And they were talking about the concerns that maybe the caseworkers weren't getting the training they needed. There's a shortage of attorneys to handle the cases. So that slows things down and a number of things. And I was kind of surprised because the speaker and the president pro tem, I saw a quote in the paper. Hopefully it's an accurate quote, but it was something along the lines of like, yeah, we knew that already. No surprises there. Well, if you knew that you had those problems already, why aren't you doing something to solve them? Why are you waiting around? I guess the governor is going to solve all this stuff in June, I guess, is the theory, but that's an example of something we haven't really addressed.
Senator Stoops also expressed criticisms of the Indiana Senate for failing to pass any gun control legislation in the wake of the Parkland shooting last month.
As everybody knows, there have been seven now deadly killings in the United States in schools since the beginning of the year. I think we had an opportunity in the Indiana legislature to actually get some language on the books for universal background checks for the purchase of guns, banning of these automatic weapons, and language that would make sure that people who had guns in their house had them locked up and safely stored so that kids or other people that shouldn't get access to them didn't. This is a bill that's passed in many other states, including some very conservative states, and has had a real effect on some of the violence we've seen.
The Indiana General Assembly will reconvene in November to begin introducing legislation for the 2019 session. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.